So, who are your closest advisors? If you're married, hopefully your spouse is number one on that list. But what about the rest of your inner circle? Who are they? And should they really be in your inner circle? They're important questions because the answers can change the course of your life for better or for worse. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I'm not for one moment suggesting that we should seek to surround ourselves with near-perfect people. After all, a huge part of the job description for any Christ follower is to share his love, the good news of Jesus, with those who don't yet know him, to be there with compassion for those who are hurting. Those people are rarely near perfect, yet we're called to be there for them, just as Jesus was drawn to those on the fringes of society back in the day. But at the same time, being too close to the wrong people can ruin you. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. This idea of walking with the wise speaks into who it is whom you've allowed into your inner circle on your life journey, who you model yourself on, who you turn to for advice. And the idea of being a companion of fools talks about allowing them to feed you, to shepherd you, to graze with you. Can I ask you again, whom have you allowed into your inner circle of counselors? Picture the face of each one of them and ask yourself, is this person wise or are they a fool? Because whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, amen? And that's how it is with God's word, full of power to transform your life. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.